So what we would like to do this morning is to have each of the coordinators come up and share briefly with you. And what you have is a form that we would like for you to follow along through and mark as we go the areas of ministry that you have the most interest in. For instance, when we finish, you may have checked, well, member care is an area I have an interest in. And the interest is based on the fact that you'd like to help plan in that area of work. There's no commitment that you're taking a job when you mark one of these areas. Your commitment is, I'd like to help plan and visualize the future in one of these areas. And so I want to call forward our coordinators in the order they appear on your form. And as we go along, if you see when Judy finishes, you have an interest in fellowship work, that'd be a good one to check. And again, you may check three or four of them. That's fine. And we're going to take them up at the end of the service so that we get some idea of our congregation's interest in helping plan and chart the future. That's the purpose of this activity. And I'm going to start with Judy, and Judy will bring you forward.
Well, I have the fun job. Fellowship is going to be just a way for the congregation to come up with new ideas to social events for the church and a way to get everybody to meet with everybody. So if you want to have fun and plan some great events, fellowship is certainly a part that you'll want to be on, because there's a lot of things we've done. When I took this job, somebody called and said, would you like to plan 4 potlucks for the year? And it sort of evolved from there. So I'm counting on everybody here to sort of help come up with some suggestions and other things that you would like to do throughout the year.
I accepted the area of member care. Along with you, I am a disciple. And in partnership with you, we will care for the needs of the Wesley members. If you feel in your heart the calling to reach out to those in our congregation that are ill or need a friendly voice or a hot meal or one of the teddy bears in our pews, I would like to embrace a theme in this member care. And the theme that I would like to embrace is, we are what we do. We are what we do. I encourage you to be a part of the member care. There will be a potluck later on in January, and I need to coordinate with our fun gal, Judy, to set a date for that, but I know we need to have one, hopefully after Clara gets back so she has a chance to share with us. But member care, keep that in mind. Thank you. We are what we do.
Hi, I'm Bonnie Olenek, and I've had the pleasure of being involved with the Sunday School program and the Vacation Bible School for a couple of years. And many of you have wonderfully offered your help to support these efforts. I believe we are all children of God and that we all learn throughout our lives. And one of the best ways of learning is to try to teach. And we can all do this. And I've just been thrilled with how much support I've gotten from everyone, because I came into this not really knowing what to do. So I would like to, if you're interested in the growth of not just children, but our own spiritual growing up selves, please come talk to me. Thanks.
I'm the worship chair, and if you have any visions of what you'd like our worship service, any changes or any accelerations in anything we do, and the way our service is held, you know, then my committee is it. We'd welcome it.
I am Di Tracy, and this is Lauren Walker, and we together are heading up the Missions and Outreach Committee. obviously, we need a lot of help, a lot of support. Many of you know I'm a social worker in the area, but it doesn't take a social worker to recognize the needs within our church family, within the Route 1 neighborhood, within D.C. Metropolitan, nationally and globally. And I'd like to help us together as a congregation talk, plan, and see how we can touch and affect lives in all of those areas. We've done a lot in the past. Examples there, Rock Kitchen, Bread Run, the Meals on Wheels, but there's a lot more that we have, do, can do, and want to do. Thanks.
Evangelism is the area I would encourage you to put a check in the box out front, express an interest in. Inviting individuals and families to attend services at Wesley, doing same-day visitation to them to let them know that we were so pleased that they attended a service at Wesley, and then to connect them into the life of the church, invite them into the life of the church and get their involvement and connect with our pastor to do a follow-up when necessary. The way we live and the way we intentionally invite and then follow up and show that we really want people to learn of the life that they could live in connection with our Savior is an outreach that our pastor talked about today. And so I would encourage you to attend the evangelism session as a part of January 21. Check that box, at least as an interest today. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Jim Son, and this is Nancy Nixon. And Nancy and I are co-chairpersons on the Communications and Technology Committee. Well, this is a new committee. It hasn't been formed as an official committee in the past, but it's a new and we think a very important and necessary committee within the ministries here at Wesley. And this committee has so much potential in bringing the internal communications of Wesley closer together and also enhancing the external communications outside of, within the community and further out. And, you know, we're excited about what we can accomplish in this committee with all of your help. And every one of you in this sanctuary, every single one of you in this sanctuary, has a capability in communications, whether it's written communications, verbal, helping out on putting signs out. Communications and technology is such a broad area that I just don't see any one of you out there that doesn't have some capability in helping to ensure that we have better communications here in Wesley. And our motto is, together we can bridge people around us with Jesus Christ. And you heard Pastor Tony say on a number of occasions, including today, that the purpose and the mission of the church is really not in debate. The purpose and the mission of the church is for us to love God and for us to love each other. And communications is a very vital part of that. Now, that sheet you have in front of you or in your hand has a few items on it that under communications. And communications is such a broad area that we just put a few things on there. What you see does not encompass all communications and technology can become. You know, there's things that we haven't even thought of yet or hadn't been thought of yet that you will think of that will be aptly put into that committee. And so that's why we need you. You know, we need you to come and help us figure out what needs to be in the category of broad category of communications and technology. So I ask you, you know, please put a check mark beside that. You know, don't limit yourself only to this area, but you can help in communications and technology. So put a check by it and come on the 21st and help us decide what this committee should do, you know, all the things that we should do within this committee. So, and remember, each one of you, absolutely every one of you out there, has some capability. So please put a check mark by it, but don't just limit it to communications. You know, there's other very good committees that would like to see your check also. Thank you.